It sounds like Christmas, seasonal music, yet not quite familiar. This is the latest work of Kiepka, Women's Vocal Ensemble. The group's CD is called Winter Songs. It draws on a centuries-old tradition of female vocal music from Eastern Europe. The CD includes music from Romania, Belarus, Latvia, Ukraine, and Macedonia. There are traditional hymns and village carols. Kiepka members Shira Sion and Juliana Grafana are in our member station KQED in San Francisco. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be on. Thank you, Jennifer.
You all sing music from so many different countries. Tell me about this tradition in Eastern Europe of female vocal music.
It's a really ancient tradition, and I think traditionally women started singing together in harmony and in polyphony because their labor was mostly manual labor, and they would sing to accompany themselves and while away the time. They would sing while they were harvesting. They would sing while they were weaving and embroidering. And of course, also they would sing to accompany life cycle events. There are lamentations for funerals and losing sons to wartime. There's songs in celebration of birth. There's elaborate songs and song cycles that accompany the whole engagement and marriage process. And it's just a tradition that just goes back and back and back, and that's passed on from mother to daughter as well.
So this is not strictly holiday music. You call it winter songs. What about winter is being celebrated here?
A number of these cultures, especially for young women, the winter was a time where their future marriages were often arranged. And so there are many elaborate rituals that have to do with sort of with fortune telling, where a young girl will kind of cast a wreath to decide or to tell her who her future husband might be, what village she may be moving to, whether she'll be married into a rich family, a kind family, whether she's going to marry into hardship and abuse and miserableness. And a lot of the songs reflect that kind of that ritual and that aspect of traditional woman's life and the destiny that was to come.
There's one song here I'm not even going to try to pronounce, but it's got very interesting lyrics here. It says, "Get up, master of the house, do not sleep. It is not the time for sleeping, but rather for decorating the house with the perfume of the field, the ornament of the sky, the sweetness of the wheat, the teardrop of the wine." That's lovely. So if someone needs to get the master of the house up and out, moving, you play this song?
Although it's actually a very kind of sweet and
quiet song.
Tender song. And maybe sometimes it's the tender touch, which is just what you need to sort of rouse somebody to action.
Many of the songs on this CD are carols. Is caroling in Eastern Europe different than it is here?
The big difference, I think, is that I don't myself, although I haven't caroled that much here in the United States, but when I have, I didn't necessarily expect anything in return for the song. But it seems like all these carols that we sing from Ukraine and Bulgaria and Georgia, the whole tradition is to come to the home and sing for the household, and then you get these wonderful treats in turn. You get cakes and candies and fruit, and it's a very social thing. It isn't like you just go to the door, sing the song, and then move on to the next door. That's it. It's a whole event.
One song on this CD is familiar to American listeners. It's known here as the Carol of the Bells. But you say that originally it was about something else.
Yeah, absolutely. The original Ukrainian lyrics have not a bell in them. In fact, this is a traditional Ukrainian shevdrika, or a New Year's carol, that would be sung, again, from house to house. And it is calling, actually, to the master to say, come out and take a look at your manger, look at your sheep who have mated, the lambs that have been born. It says, if your animals stay healthy, you'll have a big pot of money. But should your money turn to chaff, well, not to worry, you still have a great-looking wife. Song of good cheer, a swallow is here. And this song came to be popular in North America in an interesting way. Back in 1918, Ukraine had just become independent after World War I, and they had sent a Republican cappella choir under the direction of a fellow named Alexander Kosich into the world, kind of as musical, cultural ambassadors for Ukraine. And it just became such a hit in America and Canada when this choir was on tour that there were countless choirs that wanted to sing it, but the traditional Ukrainian words were too much of a mouthful, I think, for a typical American chorus. So an American music educator named Peter Wilhowski took the tune and set the English lyrics that we know as the Carol of the Bells to this traditional Ukrainian shevdrika.
There's a vocal technique that you use. Tell me about it.
Well, we sing a lot in our chest voices with using a lot of resonance sort of in our faces, in the mask, whereas normally you think of Western singing or more sort of falsetto operatic style where you kind of sing more in your head voice and it's kind of in the top of your head. We do a lot of, it's almost like a more of like a shouty quality a little bit, and a little bit more people think of it as a little bit more nasal sounding, and that's a traditional style from many of these countries. And I think it probably originated because some of these songs, you know, they were sung, you know, to kind of call people from, you know, over on the other side of the mountain, or to call people back in from the fields. And so they developed this technique of singing it's a really very open throated, really supported and powerful sound that carries. And they also kind of develop these kind of vocal tricks. They do these high sort of screams almost and yips that also carry quite a distance. And it's a really fun way to sing, and it's a nice powerful sound, and people really respond to it.
Can we hear a little demonstration? I know you're in a small studio there. You're not yelling to the mountain, but...
Like we've been doing lately.
Как ви чудо станемо між юбеніця і беня, о фафлеле між юбеніця і беня, о фафлеле між юбеніця і беня.
Something like that.
Wow, and you're doing that sitting down?
Yeah. It's very strange with headphones on.
Describe how you... I can't see you. How do you... how'd you do that? How do you move?
You just hunker down and...
You just hunker down and belt it out.
Does it get sore muscles there? I mean, are you really pulling in or sucking in?
It's actually a very relaxed form of singing, and I think the key is to just be really relaxed and open and free and to let your whole sort of your whole body vibrate, and just to really think about throwing the sound as if you're singing from a mountaintop to another mountaintop. And I think Americans who try to imitate this style, it's really easy to try to be really kind of tight and pinched and try to shout and strain your voice, but the greatest singers, and you can even listen to women who are in their 90s, can they just belt it out like that? And it's amazing the ease and the power and the sweetness that they have in their voices.
But you can also, it's important when you just first start singing this, you can hurt yourself. I mean, it's a tiring way of singing if you're not accustomed to singing that way, certainly.
Don't try this at home.
Don't try this at home, or try it gradually.
Yeah. Well, for people who might want to try and sound like you've been caroling all over the world, any advice?
I say, I love Christmas caroling. It's something we actually, I took part in, and it's a Christmas caroling. Last year we went to a couple of senior residences and Christmas caroled, and they were shocked to see this group of people come in and just thrilled. And I think we all had a really moving experience. I mean, I think, you know, well, personally, that people should be singing a lot more all the time. But so this is an easy tradition to revive, and I think we should start a movement.
Shira Sion and Juliana Grafania are members of Kitka. Their new CD is called Winter Songs. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To hear more from this interview and some of Kitka's songs in full, go to our website, npr.org.